This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Today's protests, by the way, in Boston come just 1 week after the deadly violence we saw in Charlottesville, Virginia, reigniting a national debate over Confederate monuments. Across the country, protests are being held to have them removed. This one in New Orleans, where hundreds came out to push for their removal. This as Duke University removed a statue of General Robert E. Lee early this morning after it was vandalized earlier this week in the Duke Chapel. Brian Yenis joins us now with the very latest. And Brian, it's a debate that doesn't look like it's going to end anytime soon.
Kelly, it really does not look like it's going to end anytime soon. It's a conversation being had in cities and city councils between mayors and people in the streets. There are those like the president who say these statues and monuments should remain. They are a part of teaching history, but those opposed say the statues glorify slavery, oppression, and a painful past. In Memphis, University of Tennessee students today and others protesting, demanding the statue of Confederate General Nathan Bedford Forrest be pulled from a park at the center of campus. Some even climbing the monument, attempting to cover it with a cloth. And in New Orleans today, protesters marched to Jackson Square and City Hall, demanding city leaders remove additional Confederate statues in the city. The city has already removed four Confederate monuments this year. And this morning, Duke University removed a carved limestone statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee from the entrance of the university's chapel. The statue was vandalized on Wednesday. And in a letter, Duke's president, Vincent Price, said in part, quote, "I took this course of action to protect Duke Chapel, to ensure the vital safety of students and community members who worship there, and above all, to express the deep and abiding values of our university. The removal also presents an opportunity for us to learn and heal." And tonight in Dallas, we will monitor a rally expected there demanding Confederate monuments be taken down, including a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee, Kelly, which was vandalized today and then cleaned up.
Well, Brian, do we know what the majority of Americans feel about this issue?
You know, it might be surprising to some people, but the majority of Americans, based on a latest poll from Marist and NPR done 2 days after Charlottesville, shows that the majority of Americans, 62%, are for keeping Confederate statues and monuments where they are. 27% say they are for removing them, and 11% are unsure. Now, if you take a look at this map, since the violence last week, at least 9 communities from Durham, Birmingham, St. Petersburg have already removed statues. We saw in Durham, people actually toppled and 8 people were arrested. If you take a look at this next map, we've got nearly 24 communities who are now looking, are in the process of considering perhaps removing their statues and monuments, including in Lexington, Kentucky, where the city council voted Thursday to remove statues from their courthouse. And all in all, the question now is, how far does this go? There are 718 Confederate monuments in public spaces nationwide, 109 public schools, 80 counties, and 10 U.S. military bases are all named for Confederates. And this was part of the point that the president brought up. How far do we go, and how many conversations are going to be had in debates, hopefully not violence, as a result of this? This is more than just...
Well, this is what happens when you have, a country run by polling, right? You got a small percentage of people that do not even understand history. To me, this is an indictment more than anything else on our educational system, that we would not protect and honor the history and those elements. And the debate needs to be had, but let's short circuit the debate. That's what is most disturbing about what we're doing in our country today. It's like, this is the way we see it, a small percentage, so now we're going to You know, we're just going to power our way through this, whether you like it or not. And so you've got roughly a third of the people telling two-thirds of the people this is just the way it is in America today. It's Cupcake Day, you know, so maybe that's somewhat is suiting, along with National Spumoni Day, which is a mystery to me. I'm not sure I understand Spumoni any more than I do Velveeta cheese.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Dr. Ann Pierce joins us, author, commentator, and scholar in the areas of American presidents, American foreign policy, and American society. Well, I'll tell you, that in itself, just American society right now, Dr. Pierce, can be quite a topic with all that's going on between Charlottesville and in Durham, North Carolina.
Yeah, we're really in a tense state as a country, and of course, with my being so focused on American foreign policy and on places around the world, from North Korea to Syria to Iran to Iraq to elsewhere, that are explosive right now, I worry that we keep taking our eye off these escalating atrocities and hostilities and weapons programs that we really need to be serious about. And I've been saying for a long time, I think journalism is in the anti-Trump shallows, and mm-hmm. the nuance and the big picture and really world news itself is lost in this obsession on what Trump has said and what he hasn't said. And there's a valid place for criticism. I actually I am very much a proponent of this is a free country, and we can criticize our president as well as we can criticize anyone else, but there's an awful lot going on in the world, and we need to at least have a little balance looking at a bigger picture than, as I said, simply Trump the man and what he did or did not say.
Exactly. Well, as we've learned by experience, there are times and seasons. I got to tell you, I was greatly disappointed, in just monitoring the seasons and the times, whether it has to do with American culture or foreign policy, when you would appreciate a press that has their eye on the ball, in terms of what is good, what is for the greater good of this country and its citizens, as opposed to whatever hidden agenda they have because they don't like Trump.
Yeah, and we have to be careful of tearing ourselves apart. And in the meantime, there are we're hyper critical of our own in this country, and there seems to be this obsessive need to apologize for ourselves and to exaggerate our faults throughout history and in modern days. And in the meantime, too often the same people who are exaggerating the faults of American history and of the Trump administration are giving dictators around the world a pass, that there's this compulsion to constantly bring ourselves down, bring each other down, and then somehow the people who are truly racist in the world and true oppressors somehow get a pass. We don't focus much on them.
No, without a doubt, we have you know, taken our eye off the ball on important issues as we've exercised our free speech, which we have a right to do. But again, in understanding times and seasons, there are better times in which to exercise that. And I believe, and there are times when out of respect for, you know, for the office, the respect of the greater good, this is what this is all about. Because, yeah, I mean, people are exercising. We've got things in Charlottesville, as you mentioned, and in Durham, North Carolina, which are quite explosive. And we're looking at 9 more demonstrations on the calendar here that could potentially be additional hotbeds and additional reasons to take our eyes off the ball. But if we're not going to learn from this past experience, and we've had plenty of past experience, whether it has to do with Berkeley or Baltimore or Ferguson, on and on. You know, we've got enough experience. There's enough information here to let the police do their job. Let's respect what they have to do. And look at, you know,
respect the police.
Exactly. Exactly. And not, you know, sit there and get ourselves so unwound here, because what we need to be careful with this rhetoric that's flying about is that if there was some, I'm having a hard time, Dr. Pierce, pulling out some good out of this these demonstrations and saying, okay, you have a point here, because what I am seeing is more a dismantling of democracy and the principles that supposedly even the Democrats said that were time honored, that we needed to respect. You know, you've got whether it's alt left or alt right, these you know, lunatic fringes on both sides that are given a lot of space here right now, and it seems like in both cases their interest is to dismantle the institution of our government.
Yeah, and there's a really unseemly part of this, which is that you cannot help but notice that so many on the left were just longing for something like this to happen, so that everything they say in order to stigmatize the right, in order to stigmatize Republicans in Congress, in order to stigmatize the president, and in order to stigmatize 50% of the country,
yes,
who doesn't agree with their point of view, that they have been longing for this, because you look at how they've looked at any minor incident and blown it up all out of proportion, and then use that to generalize about all conservatives and all this and all that, and this constant identity politics that paints Americans as racist, sexist, bigots, narrow-minded, inconsiderate of others, is such a false depiction. It is such a false depiction. And anyone who walks down a beach or walks through a small town or a big city knows that this is not true in their heart.
Exactly.
The races are mixing. Everybody is just going about their lives. It's the very rare American who's a racist or a bigot. I believe that in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And how sad that we have to keep painting this whole, like I said, half the country.
Yes, exactly.
In such terrible terms.
And I'm with you on that. And I think that's why half the country is scratching their head and they're wondering, you know, what is going on? I mean, because after you run down this whole line of deplorables, it's like, who's left?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, you know. But anyway, I wanted to talk to you about, you know, I think on a positive side here is North Korea. I mean, there have been a lot of positives, I think, in spite of what the media would want us to believe, because they just dislike Trump so much. In anything that has to do with conservatism. But, you know, you look at what has come about with North Korea, you know, that old axiom of that we learn what we need to know as adults in those first formative years in the sandbox of life in kindergarten, that you bully a bully, right?
Yeah, and you look at the state we were in with North Korea, the horrible mess that the Trump administration inherited, because what we had seen in recent years was the exponential progress of North Korea's nuclear and ballistic missiles and the actual acceleration of their already unimaginable atrocities and the acceleration of bellicose threats and really taking their missile launching and all this kind of thing to a new level of risk in terms of the direction they were sending them in, you know, for example, in the the no-go zone over there in Japan. So they inherit this incredible mess. And when you look at that mess, you have to say, what better reminder of what doesn't work in American foreign policy than today's North Korea, the North Korea that the Trump administration is now dealing with? And you want to say, how many times do we have to learn not to wait until the threat is severe to apply severe pressure on to extremist aggressor regimes? And
exactly.
We should have learned that in World War II, and we did learn in World War II not to bury our heads in the sand and de-emphasize American ideals and downgrade our defenses in the face of these escalating atrocities, hostilities, and weapons programs.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Pierce, hang on one second because we've got to go to break. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. More from Dr. Pierce right after this.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
I've been taking One Rule Away for several years and experienced healing for a severe intestinal problem. A car accident and the deployment of an airbag caused two breaks and crushed bone in my left wrist. My arm swelled, yet pain was minimum. At one point, it was obvious to the eye that the bone was misaligned and x-rays confirmed the break. Surgery was immediately scheduled. Upon awakening, the doctor entered and told me I was a very unusual case. He said that when he opened up my wrist, he expected to see raw, mangled, bruised, brown meat. Instead, the tissue was healthy and pink, and even right next to the broken bone, it was pretty. Yes, he actually said I had pretty tissue. During the 3 weeks between the break and the surgery, I became obsessed with taking One World Way. During that time, I was taking it 3 times a day. It seemed my body just craved it. It all beautifully healed in record time with no scar tissue.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit sgn80.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to
go? Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Values, faith, they still exist.
exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Dr. Ann Pierce continues with us, author of A Perilous Path, The Misguided Foreign Policy of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and John Kerry. You know, to your point here, Dr. Pierce, Donald Trump did inherit a mess, not only in North Korea, but Iran and other places around the world here. And his team that he has put together, I believe, so far have done a stellar job in filling the gap here that was left behind by a presidency and administration that operated, it would seem, unaware or just wanted to purposely disassociate themselves with the empirical evidence in history and thought that they could possibly rewrite the rules of engagement and military and the whole military strategy.
Yeah, and he really does have a strong team in place. You look at Nikki Haley in the UN taking these passionate stands for human rights and also saying, we're not going to sit there behind closed doors, Russia, while you take up for the Assad regime, for example. If you want to do that, you're going to do it in public. And she'll say the same thing with the Human Rights Council. She says, if you want to sit there and pretend you're for human rights and then behind closed doors, the only people you're against are Israel and the United States, no, we're going to do that in public. So, and you have her constantly working on the North Korea threat and the fallout from the Iran deal. And then you have James Mattis, Secretary of Defense, just doesn't get better, in my opinion. He's just a fantastic Secretary of Defense. And Tillerson is Secretary of State, and Coates in intelligence. And you have, collectively, I believe, you have Trump listening to his team. So
exactly.
You go back to North Korea, you have this very sound policy in place. I feel that sometimes Trump himself belittles the policy with his rhetoric. And I'll give you an example. I mean, Trump came out with that statement. I was one of the ones who had concerns about it. He said, if they don't stop threats, they will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen. And then he doubled down on that. And again, he said, if they threaten, well, North Korea makes threats every day. This has been going on forever. I mean, if you look back and see some of the threats they made during the Obama administration, they were at least as bad. And I worry when President Trump says things like that, it undermines credibility because, of course, we're not going to go over there with fire and fury in response to a threat. It's going to be in response to the use or imminent use of weapons against us or our allies. And I've come to the conclusion, actually, that sometimes Trump's rhetoric makes his policies seem worse than they are, whereas Obama's very smooth rhetoric always made his policies seem better than they were. And if we could really get to the point that we're talking about policy and that the president is too, I think it would go a long way toward, well, toward shoring up the reputation of this administration for those who are willing to even listen and consider that there might be anything good there.
Yeah,
I'll
right.
have to qualify that.
Yeah, if that's even possible.
Yeah.
But, you know, you and I go by results, and when you look and see that though you may question, and I like you, I cringed when I heard him, you know, come across, but then you go, okay, well, sometimes, you know, the voice of leadership has to come across in such a way that it lets people know that they're at the end of their rope. And that was the feeling I got, is that Trump wasn't going to put up with this. And then you have Marine Corps General Joseph Dunford, who tells North Korea, hey, bring it on, you know, in not a very, you know, braggadocious sort of way or any challenging way, just other than saying, look, you know, we're ready. If this is where you want to go, we're ready.
Yeah, and they need to hear that. And China does, too. I mean, China, it's interesting that China, and every time China comes around, if the report, press does report it, they say, oh, this is the first time this has ever happened. Actually, in various different incremental ways, since Trump started putting tremendous pressure on China, China has been coming around for a couple months. But this recent willingness to go along with the UN vote, which was really an important
I think that was huge. That was huge for them to do that.
Economic sanctions, and then China backed up its support for that UN resolution by coming out with an order banning imports of coal and iron ore and lead from North Korea. And we need to keep the pressure on China because my point of view is China's no friend to the United States. China has been, while North Korea has been expanding its nuclear and missile programs, China's geopolitical and military positions have been advancing exponentially, and China has been building islands in the South China Sea and beyond and militarizing those islands. And there's a reason for that. It wants to upend that post-world order, which was based upon American influence and democratic influence in that region. More pressure is better. I do think that rhetoric should be considered.
Considered. And I want to go back to your point, though, about China. Is that, what do we do about this? I mean, is this now the new accepted normal? I mean, they're flying jets intercepting our reconnaissance planes. I mean, it's been a risky touch-and-go kind of situation there in the South China Sea where America is not willing to fully acquiesce, but yet it's like, wait a minute, aren't you a little late here? We've already got, we've got these islands, these militarized islands there in the South China Sea, and China is saying, hey, they're claiming all full right and allegiance to these militarized islands because by default the international community has allowed them to build these.
Yeah, and it goes beyond the South China Sea into the Indian Ocean, and there's this One Road, One Belt, One Road project, which is you can't look at this project and think it's anything other than imperialism, and the idea of building these railroads and roads across Asia and into Africa and into the Middle East, and it's the idea behind it is not just to spread
commerce right. Yeah, exactly.
Chinese ideas and Chinese political and military influence. And one of the most alarming things I saw recently was that China has 20 floating nuclear power plants set for the South China Sea. That just sounds so horrible to me, both in terms of a precedent for our oceans, but also in addition to the militarized islands, and in addition to all these submarines that are capable of shooting off missiles, China now is going to put nuclear power plants throughout the South China Sea. I mean, we really do.
They're overwhelming the area, Dr. Pierce. I mean, how do you negotiate around all this stuff? They might say, okay, fine, I'll give you, some nuclear operations. We're maintaining our islands militarized as they are. We're going to continue to, build these train outposts. I mean, how do you manage that? I mean, this is tough negotiating down the road.
Yeah, and I think the U.S. is also putting military pressure on China. You had the Navy destroyer, a couple weeks ago, sailed within 12 nautical miles of one of China's artificial islands. And I'm really a free trade person by instinct, but I'm starting to come around to this idea of putting tremendous trade pressure on China. And this, again, is just something is not reported in the press. I think you can find it in the back pages in the Wall Street Journal. But this whole imperial vision that China has is going to be interrupted if they can't keep having this wonderful access to our markets. And two of the things that the administration are doing from a trade standpoint that I think is really interesting.
Okay, we only got about 30 seconds, so I got to let you sum it up real quick. Okay, go ahead.
Stricter regulations on intellectual property, and they're also putting much stricter regulations on Chinese takeover deals, and that is going to change the game, I think.
Without a doubt. Dr. Ann Pierce, author, commentator, scholar in the areas of American presidents, American foreign policy, and American society, author of the book, A Perilous Path, The Misguided Foreign Policy of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and John Kerry. Dr. Pierce, as always, great to have you with us. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks a lot.
Dear friends in Christ, the Reverend Michael Strip.
From the studio that brought you War Room and Miracles from Heaven comes All Saints, a new pastor's first assignment to close a struggling church.
I think God's with me.
He wants us to save this little church by making the land into a farm.
From a seed of faith grows hope.
Look back where we started.
We are not where we started. We're somewhere completely new.
All Saints, starring John Corbett, rated PG, parental guidance suggested, in theaters August 25th. For tickets and showtimes, go to allsaintsmovie.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
It's pretty scary if it takes courage to say my name, right? I know, in certain places, you know, just for fun, why not? You know, people want to have a conversation. And but actually, you know, I always love it when people say, can we talk? And basically they mean, can I talk and I need you to listen? Because I've got some doctrine. I've got some explaining for you to understand what's happening in our world. The one thing that still confuses me is National Spumoni Day. And Ed Pasquale is with us. Ed, of course, has been a regular here, and he could probably square me away, because to me it's like one of those, it's like a Velveeta cheese mystery thing, or maybe even a poi thing, because I just got back from Hawaii, and I still, you know, they always tell you, you know, with those things, they always say it's an acquired taste, and maybe Spumoni's the same way, huh?
No, Spumoni's great ice cream. You got to be kidding me. It's not, has nothing to do with poi or any of that. It's great ice cream,
too. See, I knew you'd straighten me out. See, it's probably like me trying to explain to you that refried beans is really pretty good, I guess, maybe. I don't know.
On this momentous day, I'm happy to be speaking with you then.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, hey, for the family and everything, you're taking one for the family on National Spumoni Day here. Ed Pasquale is with us, president of Florida-based law firm Tripp Scott, co-chair of the Jeb Bush for Governor, also served as an integral member of the Bush-Cheney legal team in the 2000 presidential recount litigation. And, of course, he's our go-to political analyst on all things political people in all things Trump these days, and you're saying to me, what happened? Why did I get the short stick on this?
Hey, you know, it's been an interesting time, and I think it's going to get more interesting tonight when he talks about Afghanistan.
Yeah, exactly.
And so we'll see. Hopefully, I think this will be probably the most presidential speech he'll make. He'll make in the last 6 months of the beginning of his presidency.
Well, he needs a little bit of a rebound after last week. And, Ed, I got to tell you, I still am scratching my head. I guess I'm part of that 62% of America that says that I wasn't offended by what the president had to say. In fact, I was quite encouraged and congratulated him on Monday for, you know, kind of revisioning what America is all about. I thought it was an excellent speech. And, those that do not care for Trump, buttressed by the mainstream media, they're given a big microphone to kind of tear this thing apart. And to what end? I mean, if anybody served to divide the country, it was, their reporting and, these factions of the lunatic fringe that have been given place.
Well, we're never going to get I don't think Trump is ever going to get a fair shake from the established media. I mean, you know, we're more likely to have a solar eclipse, right?
Right.
But look, you know, he's got to understand that. And where I think they went off a little bit off the rails was in the Tuesday press conference.
Mm-hmm.
The president doesn't need to be swinging at every pitch in the dirt, meaning that when you have a press conference that wants to talk and push your agenda on infrastructure, mm-hmm. which is what that Tuesday press conference was supposed to be about, and then you begin to respond again to the events of that weekend in Charlottesville, when you've already said everything you needed to say as president,
mm-hmm.
Then when he got into details, I think he got himself a little sideways because, let's be honest, there was nothing wrong with what he said.
Mm-hmm.
But, you call it as you see it. The video proves him correct. But
right.
The facts the media doesn't let the facts get in the way of their narrative.
Exactly.
So
right.
When he gets into those details, then it just gives them more fuel to the fire. Now, I would also say, Bill, that there was an opportunity, and there's still an opportunity for President Trump to talk about grander things. So, look, yes, our history, we have a very, very interesting and complicated history. Democracy, this 250-plus year experiment does not occur on a straight line. There's some mm-hmm. curves in it. And there are people who are involved, both founders and otherwise, who are not perfect men. Who is?
Right.
So when we're creating this more perfect union, it is important for us not just to look back and pick apart history based upon today's mores and standards. That's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
What we should do is understand history, what happened back then, and understand how much we have achieved in making this a more perfect union.
Exactly.
And how much further we have to go. That's the kind of vision that I was hoping to hear from him.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of looking back and picking it apart, let's talk about, let's aspire to what we can be in the future as opposed to some of the foibles in the past.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I think that sometimes with leadership is it can get a little bit too far in front of the people in the parade. You still have to stay connected a bit. And particularly when it comes with racial issues, I mean, it remains a firebrand, even though there are many black people I've spoken with, Ed, that weren't bothered whatsoever. I mean, they don't get this thing either. And I'm, you know, for the sake of healing and like you, you know, we want to get beyond this, you and most of America. I mean, this is why that we elected a black president twice in hopes that there would be some racial healing. The race baiters and those that have done very well with the whole racial divide here in this country. I mean, this is their economy. This is windfall profit time. So they make the most of things like this because it serves their personal interests. It does nothing to unite this country.
No, I totally agree. And there were times along with President Obama, some of the most disappointing moments when the most disappointment I felt with President Obama is he had the ability, because of the uniqueness and the historical nature of his presidency, even though I disagreed with him on virtually every issue, I was very disappointed where he did not try to mend the divide on some of the racial issues. In fact, I think in some respects he encouraged them. And so those are big concerns. You look at Ferguson, you look at Baltimore, you look at some of those things that occurred under his watch. And, they continue now in Charlottesville. I do think it's an opportunity for us to understand how far we've come. And we have some way to go, but how far we've come. But I'll also share a perspective with you, Bill. Two weeks ago, I took a trip with my mother-in-law and my family to Cuba.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And she had not been back. My mother-in-law is of Cuban. My wife is of Cuban descent. She was not born there. She was born here. But my mother-in-law was kicked out of Cuba and with my father-in-law by gunpoint when they closed their lumber yard Camaway, Cuba. And we visited the lumber yard and it was abandoned. And the only thing, the equipment was rusted in place, the steel was overgrown, and the only thing that had been added was a mural of Fidel and a mural of Che. And so I say to people, and I looked around that place, that country, and it's 60 years of a socialist experiment, and that has been miserable for the people there. It is truly a third world country. Those folks have a right to be angry and upset. Now, you contrast that with people being upset over a Confederate statue in the square that they didn't even know existed up until 2 weeks ago.
Exactly.
Somehow that pales in comparison with the level of true insult and anger. Sorry to say. And so this is, to me, I would say it this way. When Jeb Bush became governor of the state of Florida, Florida actually flew the Confederate flag on the state capitol. Instead of making a big deal of it, Jeb took the flag down without much fanfare and put it in a museum.
Yes.
As a piece of history.
Right,
exactly. There was no fanfare about it. It took its rightful place. He understood the sensitivity of what that flag may stand for within certain people's minds. It has a rightful place somewhere, but not on the state capitol. It had the rightful place in a history museum in Florida. And he did it in such a way that it was a non-event.
Exactly. Well, and that's the opportunity of today's politicians in understanding. And, we know that with Trump, you get egg rolls, whether you like them or not. And, these are some of the things that we got to work through. And maybe we just need a spoonful of Spumoni. Maybe it'll make it all go away. I'm just saying.
As a kid, that always helped me.
Okay, hey, I'm right with you. Ed Pizzoli on Bill Martinez Live. Ed, thank you so much. As always, great insight. Appreciate it.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a SolarC EMP-hardened solar generator. SolarC works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit SolarC.us to see EMP testing. That's SolarC.us. Energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
I love this lick for whatever reason. I'm not sure. I just do. Maybe a little bit better than Spumoni, I guess, because it's National Spumoni Day. You know, I was talking with Bob Waliszewski from Focus on the Family, of course, from the world-famous PluggedIn.com website, also a director of media and culture, because we need a director of media and culture, especially now. Are you, like, working overtime, you know, with all this crazy media and culture stuff we got going on?
Yeah, you would think so, but yeah. No, I still try to go home and get some sleep at night, so.
Well, you know, but today's National Spumoni Day on top of, you know, everybody looking.
How did I not know that?
Yeah, I mean, after all, you're head of media and culture. You're supposed to know this kind of stuff. And to me, see, as I was talking to you about it, you go, what is Spumoni? But, you know, this is what's happening to our culture, is that important things that we should know have kind of just, they've been lost in translation. And maybe that's why maybe in the Bible, God says, at least in the Old Testament, I think it's in the Old Testament, I did a count one time, it was over 250 times said, remember. Because we're just knuckleheads and we forget what Spumoni is like, I guess. But I got to tell you, because the first time I had it, I was going, well, ice cream, you know, and it's Spumoni. And it's like, you know, and the way, and of course, some people say it's an acquired taste and, you know, whole deal. But, and it could be, I don't know. But I didn't particularly enjoy it, but I do have respect because Spumoni lives matter and we want to make room for this. And I say, okay, but to me, it's like Spumoni is like it's like the ice cream version of fruitcake. And I don't understand fruitcake either.
Yeah, so if you're going to do ice cream and skip Spumoni is what you're saying. I hear you. Yeah,
exactly.
There's 365 days in a year, and there must be 20,000 different day of something fill in the blank.
Yes.
So today must be Day of Spumoni, Day of Spumoni, but
it
must be about 30 other things too. Sometimes.
Well, it's National Cupcake Day, and I don't mean cupcake like on the campuses. I mean the real cupcake. So, you know, if you get a hold of some bad Spumoni, you know, kind of like the Apostle Paul, you say, give me the good stuff so I can get this out of my mouth here, and I'm going to, you know, kind of stuff. So then you can dig into a cupcake to balance it out. Now, I'm saying this, and I'm sure I'm probably upsetting a lot of people, you know, going, what is the matter with this guy? You know, he must be Mexican or something. He can't appreciate Spumoni. I don't know, but it's one of those acquired tastes. And of course, you know, when we're in Hawaii, you know, they always tell you, they say, well, do you like poi? No, I don't like poi. Oh, you just haven't had grandma's poi. Here, have some of grandma's poi. I don't care what grandma, it's poi. It's like liver. You know, if you don't like liver, it's still liver. I don't know.
But shaved ice is one of those things over there that you can get into. It's like,
without
it's
a doubt.
A snow cone. It tastes better than a snow. Why is that? I don't know. It's still ice and it's still got flavoring in it. And it should taste like a snow cone, but it's like 10 times better than a snow cone.
I know. And it's 10 times bigger than a snow cone, too, you know.
And 10 times more expensive than a snow cone. So,
well, you know, hey.
3 times more expensive.
You're in Hawaii, you know, it's like everything, you know, we got to keep the 50th state. By the way, it was this day in history, speaking of which, this day in history, what was it? I think so. Hawaii became the 50th state. Is that correct? Am I doing that correct? Yes. 1959. Hawaii becomes
Alaska and Hawaii became states in 59, I believe. So.
Well, this day, though, I think Alaska came a little bit behind. You know, Sarah Palin was trying to get them, you know, all hustled up together. It wasn't quite ready yet. I think we're off a day. But all it notes here in this day in history, and Scott gives me this information, and he is so dutiful. I mean, he is so good that we're going to have him be the commander of some of these Navy vessels so they can stop running into tankers.
Or they're finding them down 4 miles under the ocean, you know.
Yeah, exactly. On top of what a week, huh? Been crazy.
Yeah, definitely. That was interesting. Four miles down. How do you send a vehicle down 4 miles in the ocean? I mean, I just thought that's amazing. So.
Yeah, that is to me. I mean, that's to me. I don't even have to get that deep, and I start going claustrophobic. That's a tough deal.
Well, I can't imagine there was a human being in it. It must have been an unmanned, but all the same, it is just amazing that they found it. Of course, they knew the general area because they say 300 and some people, I guess, were saved when it went down 72 years ago. So
now, are they saying there's a bunch of gold in them? Are sunken treasures there?
I haven't heard that part yet.
Yeah,
I heard. You know, hey, this might give some family some closure now to know exactly where the resting place of the ship.
Yeah,
was.
I bet.
Sure,
yeah, that's the thing when you think about this, and even like the Navy vessel. Again, we got 10 soldiers that are missing. And, you know, five were injured, but, for those missing soldiers, the families, oh my God, it's such a heartbreak, Robert, you know, when you think about that. And, it's just amazing. But, we live in history. I mean, we've got, the eclipse, first time, you know, a total eclipse, you know, that people are viewing all, you know, you got most of the country within driving distance, and the highways and byways are loaded, the commerce and everything. I was teasing the former lieutenant governor of Florida. I said, gosh, our GDP is going to take a big dip, you know, because of everybody taking a day off to go see the eclipse. But she reminded me, she goes, well, you know, we got a lot of small business people out there, you know, cranking it up. So it's going to be a windfall profit day for them, you know, whether you're selling smoked glasses or anything that happens to do with the eclipse, right?
Or Spumoni. I mean, it may be. Hey,
it could be. Hey,
today.
You just never. We, you know, you and me, we may have started something here. And I could getting in a lot of trouble. So he's going to be sending me, because last time it was like fruitcake. Everybody started sending me fruitcake. I don't like fruitcake. Don't send me, you know.
Someone's going to send you Spumoni and melt, you know.
All this new technology and everything. Hey, let's talk the big screen. By the way, I did get a chance to see Dunkirk. And, you know, I'm a historian. I love history. And I will say this about the movie. I found it a little choppy. And,
because the timeline is a little strange, you know,
yes.
You don't realize that you're kind of seeing everything all at the same time. And then it seems, you're like, did it go back in time? No. So it is a little strange that way. That's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But, you know, I understand, and it's doing well, still in the top 10. But we have a new number one, right?
Yeah, The Hitman Bodyguard made $21 million. They say it took $29 million to make. Ryan Reynolds, Samuel Jackson. They have great chemistry on screen. I went to see this one, actually, even though it's a very hard R film. Mm-hmm. The problem is the F word must be floated around every 30 seconds. There's over 100.
What is it with the F word? I mean, even comedians, it's like the panic bailout word. You want to sit there and tell people it's not funny. Comedians, you go in and you can see when they have this sense of losing it, and when they lose it, they just go to the crutch F word. It's like, it's not funny, it's not very creative, and for all the money that I'm paying for a ticket, I deserve something more than the F word. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to read my colleague's last paragraph in his online review for our listeners about the hitman's bodyguard. He says, the problem, of course, is the above-mentioned obscene nastiness. And then he was talking about the language issues. He says, it is without question an integral part of this movie. In fact, the hitman's bodyguard burrows down into the bog of its hard R rating within moments of the opening title screen, and it wallows there for the next 2 hours like a pig stuck in the cinematic muck. And I think that's all our listeners need to know.
Yeah, right.
Talented actors who actually have a rapport, and you kind of enjoy some of their interaction, but for the most part, they just wallowing in the cinematic muck is what it is.
Exactly.
It's like, no, they could have made this a PG-13, and it would have been a whole different film. But of course, that's not what they did.
And they could have made some more money.
We came in at number one, but I'm thinking, yeah, but you would have come in number one, and you would have made more money, right? Because PG-13s typically make more money. So, anyways, that was a little disappointing. The other new movie that is Logan Lucky came in at number three with $8 million. It also, they say, cost $29 million to make. This one, it follows the not so lucky Logan family, who are hillbillies in West Virginia. And Channing Tatum's character posts a document on the wall, 10 rules for robbing a bank. But he's really not about robbing a bank. He's about robbing the Charlotte Motor Speedway.
Yes.
And of course, Bill, at the end of the film, you're supposed to be so happy that they got away with it. They got their money. They played Robin Hood, and they gave some of it away. And, hey, the insurance company is going to kick in and pay the damages, and don't. Insurance companies all have money trees growing in the backyard.
Sure.
So
yeah, that's all the redistribution of wealth there, because they say, well, the insurance company, well, who do you think makes up the insurance company? They're not in the business to lose money. Everybody else.
And our rates go up, and I don't know about you, but my rates continue to go up, and I have a feeling a lot of it has to do with insurance fraud. If people were actually honest and only claimed things that really happened, my insurance bill, I have a feeling, would be quite a bit lower. So I'm not exactly about insurance fraud. Anyway, a lot of language in that one as well, some sensual content. We gave it a 2.5. By the way, we gave The Hitman's Bodyguard a mere 1, and maybe even that was generous. But it didn't have...
Is that a record? I haven't ever heard you talk about it. Any movie getting a 1.
I typically try to bring to the listeners films that are at least much better than that. But since it was the number one film, and since you kicked it off, I decided to go there as well and talk about it. If nothing else, just a sound of warning for those who said, I heard, I read on Facebook yesterday, one of my Facebook friends was talking about what a wonderful film it was. And I'm like, I don't know how to respond. I feel like every time I get one of those, I need to get in there and go, no, it isn't. You need to read our review at PluggedIn.com. But I thought, I refrain from doing that. But I totally disagree from those who say it was a great movie. It was not a great movie.
Well, sometimes it's difficult being in your position, because I get caught sometimes when, sometimes you just say, well, I just don't want to comment on it. And people will interpret that as support. Say, well, even Bill Martinez, he didn't comment on it. So it must be okay. And it's going, well, don't want to, put down everything, so sometimes you have to be careful and say, look, even in the absence of my opinion, it doesn't mean endorsement, please,
That's right.
Exactly.
I'm hoping other people will jump in and bail me out is what I hope. It doesn't always happen. It happens occasionally, but I hope other people go, hey, you got to check out PluggedIn.com on that one before you get too carried away, so.
Well, I got to tell you, I hear that a lot. I mean, people, tell me, they go, I'm so glad you have Bob Waliszewski on to remind us of PluggedIn.com. That is part of our family doctrine, that we, before we go to a movie, it's PluggedIn.com. I said, hey, that's the safe place to go, without a doubt. So we appreciate all the great work you're doing. Bob Waliszewski from Focus on the Family and PluggedIn.com. Thank you, Robert.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Did you know children are